You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. So we're back. Indo Expo. Denver. It's fucking popping, man. There's lots of shows I've been going to, and like I've been saying, this is one of my favorite ones to do just because they always pull in such a monster crowd, and they have some of the best parties as far as convention parties to make sure everybody's chilling and having a great time. I'm always excited when I have a guest that I've seen just moving and shaking and doing incredible things, but also was blessed enough to be the cover of the very first Vegas issue with Jimi Hendrix and Purple Haze Properties. I got my man David Tran, the man who founded Dope Magazine.
What's up, Andrew? How are you, brother?
Yo, man, it's good, dude. How many years it's been now? We've been seeing each other at all these shows. When did you start up with the magazine? What year was that?
2011, July, right before Hemp Fest in Seattle. We came up with the idea and quickly got it together in 30 days. And
who was the first cover? Who was the first?
It was the mayor of Seattle at the time.
Okay.
So it was
the mayor of Seattle.
It was amazing. And, you know, he got some flack for, you know, being on a magazine called Dope.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. They thrashed him. But, you know, the cool part is that, you know, they put that on CNN and MSNBC, and they were just like, ah, look at this mayor. He's a dope. But, you know, that guy's a legend. You know, he stood up there on a stage and, you know, was one of the first people to speak out for cannabis and the benefits and how, you know, the old ways were bullshit. And, you know, that could be political suicide. But, you know, I think he looks like a genius now.
And he embraced it.
He did. And he's, you know, saw the future. And, you know, there's a lot of pioneers here, too, you know, that stood out before. It all should happen, and that's the true definition is you know, they put themselves on the line, and they really laid the pathway for what I see today, which to me is just ridiculously amazing. Kudos to Indo Expo. I am truly.
And you go to a lot of these things. Let's be honest.
I do.
How many of these fucking go to? And over the years, it used to be super packed, whatever convention you go to, and the past couple years you go to them and it's like a fucking dead zone, like, because there's so many of these opening up. So when you come to a show like this where it truly is fucking filled with people, it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Right, in order for people, and you got to bring a certain value so that people could come back, and that's why you continually have to make relationships and make a reason why people would come here, because they want to learn something new. They want to meet someone new that can change the trajectory of their business, or, you know, give them the right education, whether or not this is the right thing for them to do.
Absolutely. So you started Dope, you started going through the issues. What made you choose the name Dope, first of all?
You know, like cannabis, there was a, you know, a derogatory term, you know, dope was. And for me, it's the highest honor I could give you. If I say that your shirt is dope, then that is the highest level. And I think, to me, the definition has changed over the years, and so is cannabis. So, you know, some of the people at the beginning were like, hey, you should, you know, you're taking us a step back by calling it Dope, Dave, and you should call it Hope. But, you know, for us, we backed it up with saying, you know, it's defending our patients everywhere. That's what Dope stands for, and that's the
root. Defending our patients everywhere. Yeah. I didn't even know that. Fucking dope.
Yeah. And now, you know, because the conversation is bigger, it's defending our plant everywhere, and that includes the patients, the people, and the planet. And I think, you know, there's a responsibility as we start to mobilize our demographics and our power that we'll be able to help make big decisions, and hopefully, you know, we'll be able to make some good changes in the world.
So as a magazine, what you guys do is you highlight certain, every year, you highlight an issue dedicated to certain aspects, right? Let's talk about what some of those aspects are that you highlight essentially as the dopest thing that you want to cover each month.
cannabis crosses just so many demographics and different people, and dope is focusing on the people and their relationship to cannabis. And I think that's how we're normalizing the conversation, is that we're relating stories to other people so that they can feel comfortable with the conversation. So for us, it's about talking about those issues, inclusivity, how different demographics. So we'll have the woman's issue, we'll have the advocacy issue where we highlight advocates who are doing it great. We have the sustainability, which is another subject I believe that's very important.
Now explain to the layman, what is sustainability?
Sustainability is a way to, you know, build your business with the planet in mind, and you know, everything from recycling to, you know, being able to be more efficient with our energy and our resources.
Okay.
And I think, you know, I mean, it's a big issue. The environment is going to be a big issue, and again, the part of defending our planet everywhere is to be able to also, you know, look at the issues that we're having in the world today. And if, you know, cannabis can be a part of that change, then I think, you know, it goes with the ethos of, you know, what the nature of cannabis is, which is about, you know, love, peace, and all the other great things that I grow to love about it.
So if you were to shout out in each category to some of your favorites, who fell under one of your favorites for sustainability?
Trojan, the Trojan man, who is, he travels around, he's the hemp man, he is the official hemp man, he travels around spreading the word, and, you know, I got a lot of respect for a hustler, you know, and
hell yeah,
they're out there, they're preaching,
sure,
and then not people are listening every time, but they go out there and they do it, and I have a lot of respect for that. And I think there's also a lot of incredible programs right now that allow growers to put in their, you know, electrical bill and see if they are actually running it at the most efficient possible way. And, you know, those are nonprofits that I love seeing nonprofits come.
Shout out.
Who are trying to help, and it's amazing.
Who is, as far as women?
Oh, incredible amount of, we just did our women's issue. Ricky Lake was on the cover of it.
Shout out there.
You know,
Ricky.
She's doing Weed Our People. Kat Cora was on our cover too. Just incredible leaders that are out there locally, here, people in finance
who
too.
For advocate, who'd you shout out to? Far as issues you've done.
I mean, we have Whoopi Goldberg, who's a huge advocate, okay, and she has a huge platform too, you know, a national platform. So her supporting cannabis and, you know, finding different solutions for people is amazing. And she's been in the front of the, you know, the public eye for a long time. So it's nice to have her on our side.
Oh man, that is great. And then you have, what are the other categories you highlight?
Technology.
Technology.
You know? So we had Gary Vee on the cover. You know, he has a huge reach, and
sweet,
you know, he's a little outspoken and, you know, a powerful leader in our industry. And he's just, you know, just invested into Green Street Media. Green
okay.
Street Media down in LA are doing some incredible things and bringing brands together, and they have a Hall of Flowers too, so I think they're doing an incredible
job.
Yeah,
so the Hall of Flowers is an event that they have in Cali.
Yep.
Which is one of the, I guess what you would say, one of the first legal events where dispensary owners and people could meet up with manufacturers that are fully legit, and it's not that you're allowed to give samples, but they're able to give them at a cheap price or something like that, just so the store owners can get to sample the products and be able to actually make orders at Hall of Flowers with those groups, right?
Yeah.
It's more of like a business to business relationship, right?
Well, it's so important to, you know, I mean, the main reason for a lot of these, you know, events are really to connect people and connect people to the right people. And that's why people are excited about going to events, because, you know, they, you know, in a year you couldn't go around and meet all of these companies by traveling the world, but you come to one place like Indo Expo and Hall of Flowers,
sure.
and you're able to reach your demographics, and everyone starts to niche into, you know, what they specialize in. And,
absolutely.
And now you can pick and choose because there's a lot more. But, you know, again, you got to keep it fresh. And Hall of Flowers, they just have that aesthetics and they understand how to brand. And, you know, branding is important in everybody's
absolutely.
Business plan. So they really start at the ground level and create an event that, you know, tells you how important that is.
Now, you decided, I mean, you're such a great entrepreneur. You put out the magazine, which, you know, highlights various areas of the cannabis industry. But then all of a sudden you decided, I'm going to have award shows to benefit and to highlight the people that you felt stand out in this culture. And it's actually based on, I believe, people voting themselves and suggesting people for the awards, right?
You know, there's some leaders out here and there's some pioneers and they deserve to be recognized. They put in so much hard work, and you know, for us, it also allows us to show the public who's doing it right. You know, what products, who's putting the most in there, and we let the people speak. And you know, our Dope Cup also, you know, uses the Trichome Institute that's based right here in Denver, and that allows us to use a scientific approach to cannabis cups. And
when did you start the first Dope Cup?
It was a year after we were open. We did one in Washington.
Okay.
It was a medical cup, and
nice.
It was in a small room, and you know, it's scary because, you know, this is where the police come in, the, you know, control board comes in, and the fire department comes in, and you know, ultimately they walked around and people were smoking and they just gave us a thumbs up. And you know, the key is it's important for us to work hand in hand with the compliance officer,
sure.
so that we could
sure.
do it again.
So you actually make it very clear when you create these events that you do everything you can to sanction it with the area that you're holding the cup, that it's embraced
100%.
Essentially. So it makes it very easy for you to do what you do. You started doing it in different states though, right? You didn't just have it in one place, you started having them all over.
Well, we did one in Oregon, and we do that every Halloween. That turns out to be a fun event.
Oregon seems like the type of place where people will definitely costume it up and have fun.
It's so
right?
It's so unreal. It's so it's so much fun. And you know, my team just knows how to throw these and just incredible parties. Last year there was big robots blowing smoke out of there, and we want people to come and, you know, not only enjoy each other but see things that they've never seen before. You know, why
sure,
not?
Sure.
Yeah.
That is tight, dude.
It's great.
What are some of your favorite winners of the Dope Cup, if you wanted to give a couple of shout-outs?
Oh, I was just at Den Rec yesterday, and, you know, when we did our Dope Cup in Colorado here, they just clean house, and if you go and check out their genetics, it's just insane. And you know, Oregon, I mean, some of the best producers in Oregon, TJ's Organics, and in Washington, award winners like Oh La La and you know, Fat Panda, a lot of, I mean, just
nice.
Again, clearly and scientifically, but very clearly care about what they do.
So you're very I guess it's very important to you, especially with people entering the Dope Cup, that you lab test everything, right? And if it has any mold or spore or this or anything bad, you're disqualified, right? Or
absolutely. We work with independent testing companies in each of our states, and then we add that layer of the Trichome Institute so we can add on some other layers. But the truth is, it's about public safety. We want
sure.
people, when we go out there, and in a sense, we're endorsing these companies who are winning.
Sure.
We want them to have, you know, the correct products, and you know, it has to be safe for everybody.
So would you say that you had, over the years, a lot more people fail when they entered, and now it got better and better and better? Or was it the same, you know, consistently throughout the years? Or how do you feel that's gone down?
when you put it out there that, you know what I mean, it's going to be tested and these are some of the regulars, and people already, for the most part, people...
They're not stupid to, like, do something to fuck up. So you rarely have people that default, let's say, or no?
You know, it's happened before, and we're very open about it, and sometimes this is the first time they know about it, and sometimes it comes from, you know, if they're getting it from a third party, and the timelines don't match out, and they're rushing to, you know, put it in there, then it does happen, and it's not being done maliciously, but the truth is, you know, we want to make sure that we set a certain level of standards for, you know, our competitions.
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then, after all these years and everything going down, I read recently that Dope Magazine gets acquired by High Times. Now, that in itself, you know, break it down to me. It was such an honor, right?
Oh, man. High Times is probably the reason why I fell in love with the plant. And, you know, High Times is...
Like, when you got that first, was it a phone call? Hey, let's meet up. Like, can you talk a little bit about it or not?
Yeah, I can. I mean, it was crazy because, I mean, you've gone through 7 years of just... the fight of your life to build a company, a cannabis company and a media company, because there really isn't like a game plan to do it. And, you know, it requires a massive amount of resources to be able to do it. And while we found, you know, while we found success in raising money and really growing revenue year by year, it still requires so much because it's such a big project. So, you know, when we decided that, you know, we were going to look into the option of selling, actually other companies were courting us, and they were public companies, and while they were really good trades, it's very important when you make this big decision that the visions align. And the truth is, High Times, again, is probably the reason why I fell in love with the plant and the community. And, you know, when we started Dope Magazine, it was our standard to what success was going to be. So, you know, when I decided to call Adam at High Times, we had I just remember this incredible conversation, and it just felt like...
And did they approach you, or you're just like, hey, Adam, a bunch of people are courting me. No. You think you want to fucking... pop into the mix, or like,
well,
you know,
he inquired because they were actively,
sure. Okay,
you know,
they were
going public. There was, you know, they targeted their group, and we just weren't ready for them. And, you know, it's interesting how timing in life is everything. And
sure.
When we had that phone call, it happened, you know, pretty quickly. And, you know, obviously it took a while to get everything in order and transition. But, you know, I don't think it could be, you know, my baby couldn't be in a better,
sure.
you know, place.
In a better hand.
Oh, amazing.
And such support you now get.
For sure, and the resources,
and the resources.
I mean, 45 years.
And
I haven't
seen you, I think, at an ArcView thing, like speaking or with Adam. Now you're going around and talking at shows and things.
Well, you know, it's not what I've, you know, been trained to do my whole life. You know what I mean? It's just like I have a face made for radio, so this is actually comfortable for me. But, you know, doing all these shows, and we do the Dope Chronicles, which is, you know, to me, like a glimpse, at what's going on there, Alex? What's up, Girl Magazine?
Yeah.
Alex from Solstice, a real legend right over there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, real legend. And
I remember one of the guys from Girl Magazine, they drove all the way down to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
And they were sitting out in front of the thing handing out magazines and shit. So
that's what it takes.
Shout out to those guys trying to do what they do. They're kind of like the tiny version, right, of like kind of like how you were starting up and stuff, you know?
I love it, and it's all about collaboration. So I got respect for any, honestly, like if you're building a business in cannabis, I got a lot of respect for you, because, you know, it's not easy. The industry goes fast. You have to adapt, and you have to constantly be able to adjust your business plan according to that. And, you know, as things level out, things will get a little bit easier. And, you know, coming to Indo Expos and watching it grow like this,
I know,
you
right?
know, gives me just really, I'm very optimistic about where the industry is going.
And let's break it down. These guys, let's give them fucking love, because they are not some big corporation that rolled in
Yeah, I was talking about Den Rec a little bit earlier. Now these guys are walking in.
You showed up. What's up? Yeah. As a matter of fact, why don't you guys pop on and say hello?
Come around, bro. Den Rec.
Literally, we'll throw you right on there.
Oh, these guys were so kind yesterday. And
throw the headphones on, guys. Just sit down. Pop on the headphones.
My goodness, we were the ball of the room when we walked in there with their meds, and people got a lot of respect for Den Rec for sure.
So yeah, we were just talking about you guys.
I was asking
David what's his favorite guys and highlights throughout the years with the Dope Cup and various things, and all of a sudden he brought you guys up and you walked by, and I figured you motherfuckers got to jump on.
Dude.
And let us know what's up. Tell us who you guys are. Give a shout out what your names are. Let me know what you do. Break it down.
My name's Jared. We work at a company called Denver Rec in downtown Denver by the baseball stadium, 21st and Larimer. Bunch of award-winning flower concentrates, top shelf. Hey, how are you? Yeah, we're fortunate enough to work at a dispensary that has a bunch of great weed, and people love coming in. So we're just having a great time. We had the dope guys in last night.
And my name is Brian Romain. I'm a bud tender also at Den Rec. And I love working there. We carry some of the most award-winning flower that I've seen around Denver, some of the top shelf quality, as well as we carry a lot of really amazing concentrates from some of the best companies around the Colorado area, especially people like 710 and Laser Cat Cannabis.
So since I'm a Cali boy, and I'm rolling around with all my boys in different strains, and I came up to Colorado, haven't had a chance to go pop in and check out some of the motherfucking flavors.
We'll be there tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. What's
the fire flavors going down by you guys right now? Give me some examples.
Definitely the granola funk is our number one seller.
Absolutely.
How was it? You enjoy it?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Funk. Granola funk. Yo, it's real.
That shit sounds bomb.
It is funky too. The four kings too. That was
and the cookie dough.
Oh yeah,
cookie dough. Bunch of cookie cuts. Yeah, if you're a Cali boy, bunch of OG Kush Derm boys across.
Shout out to Burner
and a big shout out to Jeff too. Who's hopefully I get to see a little later on.
Yep.
He's an incredible OG in this industry, and he cares so much about his genetics, and he's been through a lot, to get to where he's at, and
so
it's well deserved.
Is it all integrated? Like, you guys grow the weed you
everything.
Sell?
Yep.
So everything in there just comes from you guys.
As far as our flower, yes.
Sure. That's fucking awesome, bro.
Yep. Very awesome.
And what kind of hash oils is you got the whole lot?
Yeah, we have everything from, very just start-of-the-mill either mix of flower and trim run grams of waxes and shatters, all the way up to completely solventless hash from 710 or Nomad, or as well as Laser Cat.
It's amazing. I'm really excited about Laser Cat. Yeah,
I haven't had a chance to try any of these.
I brought some for us, so we'll try it right after this.
Oh yeah, awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. How long have you guys been around?
They've been there since 2008, 2009 when it was medical. We've been there for a couple years since it's been rec. But we're really excited about the future. All the Dope Cups awards have really been helping spreading the news about our shop.
You guys won a multitude. How many Dope awards have you won so far, and what were they for? Do you know, or you guys know or no?
Yeah, last year, 2017, we won Indica Hybrid and Sativa for Indica category was the Holy Grail Kush, Hybrid, Granola Funk, and Sativa was the Cookie Dough.
Okay, so the Cookie Dough is a Sativa?
Yeah, it's still OG Durban Poison Hybrid, but it's definitely a euphoric feeling. Okay. Not too stony, but very up and alert.
So
euphoric.
Shout out to the Durban Poison Old School
genetic.
Kind of interesting on its own, but even better
together
when it's crossed.
I love cookies, man. Sweet, smooth tasting, very uplifting, not too stony. Great for any time of the day.
I know that the biggest craze for so many fucking years is everybody's Kush crazy, right?
Mm.
But I'm an old school motherfucker. I've been growing 25, 30 years. I go back in the day where I remember Jack truly having, people have renamed the Jack Herrera, which is wrong because it was a skunk back in the day. And I remember shit like the Shishkaberry, the
Very
Afghani,
cerebral.
They're all flavorful, non-cushy type stuff. Old some school. Of it has like an old school flavor. You guys ever pop out stuff like that or
no? We did have a Jack Herrera by itself like the past year and a half. We unfortunately don't carry it anymore.
Sure.
It was more of a like blueberry sativa hazy kind of feel.
Okay.
Not really as skunky as you describe it, so maybe it's changed across the years.
It did throughout the years. That's what happened. They renamed it something else. You know what I mean? It wasn't
Jack
really like
Flash
the true
and stuff nowadays.
And all kinds of shit.
Yeah, so many hybrids.
That is awesome. So if guys come in, what's your hours? Are you guys
Mondays through Saturday, Sunday, all day, every day, 7 days a week, 9 a.m. until 9:45. Come on down to Denver Rec and say what's up,
dude. That's fucking bomb.
Yeah,
and
shit.
And you guys got a bunch of edibles and stuff.
Yep, oh, yeah, we carry a lot of Incredibles, Altus. We have leased by Snoop, Wana.
Oh, okay, yeah. How's Snoop's thing? I haven't even tried that before. Not bad.
Honestly, it's going off really well. I mean, I think that he is actually taking a direction in something that he knows the lane in.
Sure.
He knows what he's finally working with.
Absolutely.
It's taken a couple of years for it to take off and really become like an absolute product that stands well, especially the dog treats, quote unquote.
Sure. Delicious.
You know, but
Starburst. Yeah,
Christina
crazy.
Really thought they were dog treats.
Yeah. No,
really? That's
I was like, no,
funny.
Snoop is actually a rapper, and he's
D-O-double-G.
It's D-O-double-G.
Sir.
And
I'm glad you guys had a good experience when you came through.
Yeah, it was a
much
pleasure
love.
Having you guys
yeah.
in.
Yep, it was a lot of fun.
I love our Gigi, too. Our Gorilla Glue, like, I'll tell you what, we have a guy
my
that
favorite.
Comes in and he strictly buys about a half ounce at a time because I was, you know, chirping with him one day, and he's like, well, I actually grew up in Germany. You know, my dad was an Air Force pilot, so I grew up in Germany, and he goes, I've met the guys that actually have the original creators of the GG3 and 4, and he goes, I've traveled all over the United States and had Gorilla Glue all over the place, and he goes, I'm glad I live here because your guys is the best.
Sure. Now, what's the difference between the 3 and the 4, though?
From my understanding, the 3 is way more cerebral and very racy, honestly, and
okay.
then the 4 is that classic skunky, deep-cut hybrid that everybody loves.
So the smell, taste, everything is different.
Way different. You know, it's completely.
Bro.
Good. These guys know what they're talking about.
Yes,
don't they?
Sir, man.
What else?
Love
is
our
going?
Strains. We got like 30 different strains on our board every day, man.
At least
30 a day.
Indica, hybrid,
oh,
sativa,
yeah.
whatever you want. You can pop them open and smell
all
the jars. Get your
no
hands
shit.
In there.
Really?
There's
yep.
no mids in that room
no
whatsoever.
Mids.
All the same price, all top shelf.
No stems, no seeds.
All the same price, no whatever.
Yes,
yeah.
Bug,
right?
So can we talk pricing, or is that even cool?
I don't know.
Can we?
Retail, I mean, we're uncensored. You can say whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
$40 an eighth for rec.
Okay.
$25 for med.
Oh, damn.
Out the door.
The medical people are getting
hooked. Absolutely. Yep.
We have $130 ounces every day.
Yeah,
oh,
for
man.
Rec and med.
Multiple prices,
get
or multiple streams.
Here. Really?
Changes what we got based on inventory. So Gorilla Glue could be on there one day, Blue Dream,
damn.
Any of the cookie cuts.
Kimbo damn. Valley, you know, Witch's Weed. You know, it's like they're all there.
So, David, what's the future of dope now that you are combined with High Times? Are you just flowing with the magazine and the cups? Or is there something even super sexy and special coming down the pipeline?
It's a lot bigger than that. It's,
damn.
I mean, you know, I mean, there's a whole world to open up the conversation to. There's a world that would like to see some events. And, you know, I mean, we're just starting to connect on this level now. It's just going to be that much bigger. And they just, you know, High Times, we just bought Spanibus. So it
oh,
shows
shit.
You.
Yeah. So, and for those out there who are driving in their cars, laymen who are not too familiar with Spanibus, break it down.
Oh, Spanibus. I mean, you think MJ Biz is a pretty big conference. You know, Spanibus is that much bigger, and we're talking about a pretty big global market out there.
In Spain.
And, I mean, 30, 40,000 people descend there, and it's incredible. It just shows how big the market of cannabis is. It's not just the domestic market. It's an international market.
So
and
smoking allowed.
They have consumption lounges there, and again, you know, they've been doing it for a long time, so.
Absolutely. And Is there going to be a dope cup at Spanibus then?
I'd love there to be a dope cup in Europe, in Asia, in South America one day. And, you know, with the, you know, with the acquisition and the merger, I think anything is possible.
So will there be a little music at Spanibus?
Yeah, I have no doubt. I mean, High Times, you know, most of their events, you know, involved a lot of entertainment. I don't see that changing.
Hell yeah.
Well,
for sure.
We really appreciate you guys having us down. Feel free to come on by if you guys need anything this weekend. We got to skedaddle and say what's up to everybody
Thank you so much for having us.
It's been absolutely a pleasure.
Man. Thank you guys very much.
You guys just text myself.
Appreciate you guys.
It's a pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Some of the coolest dudes right there.
Definitely if you come into town. The fire.
That's from
that crew for sure. And like they said,
Veedverks.
No mids. No, that motherfucker.
No mids. I couldn't find it. I looked under every little rock in there. There were no mids whatsoever.
It was just fire.
We truly appreciate that, guys. It's such an honor for me to work there. I've been in the industry at Grip now, and it's so nice to finally be a real family of people that we really care about what we're doing.
Fucking amazing.
Hell yeah. So aside from Spanibus, what else is popping?
I mean, just so many other opportunities. I mean, now that, you know, the Reg A raise is getting closer and closer to, you know, getting listed on one of the platforms here. You know, there's a limited time. So, I mean, you can still invest at HighTimesInvestor.com.
So, yeah, let's break that down.
Yep.
High Times is going public. They are now giving everyone the opportunity to own stock in High Times before it goes public. David, why don't you explain how they log in, where do they go, what do they do if they would like to purchase stock in High Times before it goes public?
HighTimesInvestor.com. You will have everything you need to know how to buy a piece of history of one of the greatest, the greatest cannabis lifestyle brand in the world and growing. And you'll find all the information that you need on there, and there's just a very exciting future for High Times and the cannabis industry, and we'd love to have you a part of that journey.
For sure, my brother, and definitely want to participate in that. And then I got to, as a side note, congratulations, brother, on everything you're doing. Also, I know you want to give a shout out to that beautiful family you have.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that you're always, you know, very proud as a dad.
I am.
Beautiful children.
Yeah, I have three daughters. So I got a 3-year-old, Dylan, and then I have Presley, who's my 6-year-old. And I actually just went on my 21 run with my daughter, Marley. She is more of a gangster than I am. I mean, she loves, you know, cannabis, and it's just great that I'm, you know what I mean? I feel proud that she's, you know what I mean? That she's, you know what I mean? Experimenting with the plant and finding joy in it. And I just think that it's great that in my lifetime, my children aren't going to have the connotation that we had of
the
cannabis.
Stigma.
Yeah, that was lied to for many years. It's just amazing.
And
that,
let me ask you something. When you first, in a family aspect, let's just break it down.
Yeah.
Was it hard in the beginning creating Dope Magazine? Maybe feeling when your girls taking the kids to school or this or that, that people were looking at the family and or you in a derogatory way? Or did you feel like you always, or like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know,
totally.
You know.
I know what you feel. And I'm just so proud of it. And I think that's kind of part of the normalization. You know, I'm a business owner. I'm a father. I'm a husband. And I smoke cannabis. And I think the more and more we step out in front of there and we're proud of it and we show people that this is normal life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might drink a glass of wine to, you know, and I'm going to have some cannabis. But it doesn't make us any worse of a person.
Exactly.
When we do that. And,
exactly.
And my whole thing is, I just, you know, they're cannabis people are people. I just think they're cooler and they believe in freedom and, you know, they're, I like hanging out with them a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
And eventually the magazine national.
Yeah, right now it is national, but, you know, again, you know, what we do is build the localized versions because we believe in building community. So we'll continue to look at the East Coast, you know, possibly Boston, Michigan, and That's it's exciting.
And if people want to get digital copies,
yep,
do they just go on dope.com and subscribe? Break down what they got
to
do.
Yep, go to dopemagazine.com, subscribe, and for $5 you get a magazine sent to you. You get definitely a lot of different perks, you know, and certain content pieces that you can get first, and events and all those type of things. So appreciate it, and you know, yeah, jump on the dope family, hightimes.com. Also Culture Magazine, shout out to our other cousins.
So they
there
actually, we were also the 420 issue last year.
Yeah,
shout out having Jimmy on the cover for Culture, did a great article, we're really proud of, and shout out to them for all they do. Yeah, High Times is going around and scooping up a whole bunch of stuff, festivals, magazines, all kinds of things they want to throw into the mix, right?
Compliments, you know, in each other, and we're able to, you know, expand the ecosystem more, then, you know, it makes sense. And you know, we're just trying to provide tools and, you know, tell the stories of our, you know what I mean, of our industry, and do it in a responsible way, do it in a way that, you know, allows people to, you know, change their minds when they think about cannabis.
What's the next thing you got on the rotation after Indo?
Oh, I'm going to LA to the headquarters on Monday, where I was there this week. There's a lot to talk about. And then there's CannaCon on Thursday, Friday
and
in Seattle.
And what is CannaCon?
CannaCon started in Seattle, but now I've had shows in Boston, and it's a great B2B platform, and Bob and you know, the Smarts, the whole team, you know, doing an incredible job of curating that, and it's in our hometown. So if you're in
there's
Seattle,
there's a lot of speakers, right? A
yep
lot of speaking. It's almost kind of TED Talk-ish, or no?
There's a lot of speaking, a lot of panels. Again, you know, if you want to get educated on cannabis and you want to talk to the biggest tastemakers and you know, people that really change the game, you're going to find them all in one room in at CannaCon.
That's awesome, man. So aside from the beautiful family, who else you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, the whole, you know, High Times family, the whole dope team, and you know, my whole family there, and just to all
shout
the
out to Matt Stang.
Matt
for all
Stang,
you do, my
what's
brother
up, Stang? Stang,
yeah,
is,
yeah.
Stang is a legend.
Legend.
He's an absolute legend, and you know, he's just, it's been great, and he's one of the first people that I pick up the phone and called when this all went down, and so it was just great that, you know, he had our back and he supported this move, and he's probably a big reason why a lot of this is happening.
Yeah, he's been rocking it out for 20 years now, right?
For sure, for sure. And you know, honestly, we'll be in Boston too. We're gonna go to the NCIA event in Boston, and we're gonna do a golden ticket at NECAN. You know,
that's, okay, so talk about what the golden ticket is.
The golden ticket, you know, I mean, it really started from the idea of, like, you know, after these conferences, they're like, Dave, you know, where are you going? What are you doing? And, you know, we were always the ones, you know, getting people together and throwing good parties. So we just decided to, you know, why not? You know, if everyone's asking and all the people are in town, let's throw a party. And, you know, we've thrown one all over. In Vegas, we had about 2,500 people. And
you just give out these golden tickets to those 2,500, right?
Absolutely. It's the hottest ticket. And we curate the best people who are making...
I did remember you throwing me a ticket, but I couldn't make it. I was like fucking a little upset about it because I had so much shit planned, but I was looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to make it on the next one that rolls through LA, that's for sure.
There will be more.
There will be more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, after all this talking, I'm kind of getting the feel that we need to go puff a little bit and get a little snacky.
Agreed. Well, thank you, and you know, congratulations on your success. And
thanks, bro.
We've seen each other over the years, and you're out there. You're spreading the message, the
trying
good message.
To. Trying to, yeah.
You're just such a pro. So
thanks, man.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate you, man.
We out. Peace.
Peace.
Blaze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.